Parshas Vayelech, there's an interesting expression. The Parsha starts with Vayelech Moshe. Moshe went. Where did he go? Not only that, it says Vayelech Moshe v'yedaber es hadvarim ha'ele el kol Yisrael. As we know, he doesn't have to say that he went to speak to Bnei Yisrael, just like the other times. Because it just said, Vayidaber Moshe, started like that. What is the Vayelech? Not only that, the Vayelech Moshe, as the cantillation, the trap shows, is separate from Vayidaber. Nothing to do with the Vayidaber, Sadvarim Eilu Kol Yisrael. So what is it coming to tell us? I would say, we could say, that the point is, as we know, this was Moshe Rabbeinu's farewell to Bnei Yisrael, his last day on earth. And what the Pasuk is teaching us, that people in general, there's a big change going from this world to the next. Even tzaddikim, the preparation they want to have, that's needed. But with Moshe Rabbeinu, it was different. Moshe Rabbeinu reached the highest madrigas a human being can reach. Ish Hu Elokim. For him, it was just like going from one room to the next, so to speak. Moshe Rabbeinu, the one who spent at least 120 days, three periods of 40 days each, in Shamayim, with the Malachim, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was no change for him. Shamayim? This world, the next world. He was acclimated, so to speak, already. Completely prepared for the next world. Because even in this world, he was actually in the next world, with the highest madrigas. Pasuk Beis tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu said, he's 120 years old today, and this is his last day. And Rosh Hashiva Shlita explains, besides the explanations Rashi brings for the reason he understood and knew that this was his last day, we can also say an additional reason, the fact that, as the Gemara learns, a remez from Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of Bereishis, Bishagam Hu Vasar, that, speaking about the Dor HaMabul, that they had from Hashem an additional 120 years, he's giving them to do tshuva, an opportunity. And the fact that the Shagam Hu Vasar, who's the Shagam Hu Vasar, Shagam? That even Moshe Rabbeinu, the highest level of Tzidkis, as we mentioned, still he is flesh, and he's giving them his lifetime to do that tshuva, the proverbial 120 years. The Gematria of Bishagam is Moshe. And that's how Moshe Rabbeinu knew and understood that this was his last day. Because, of course, if Chazal knew that them is Kol Shekhen Moshe Rabbeinu, the giver of the Torah, then from Hashem knew that them is. And also, from the Gemara, as we know, that Tzaddikim, they are fulfilled exactly their years, so it would be fulfilled exactly his 120 years to the second, so to speak, of his birthday. And he understood that also. Zayin Adi was born, Zayin Adi he will die. The following Pesukim point out that Hashem will go before you in Eretz Yisrael, And Yeshua will go before you in Eretz Yisrael. Hashem will destroy the nations, and you will destroy the nations. What is the pasuk teaching us? Because as we know, Manishach, if Hashem is destroying them, why are you needed? If you are destroying them, why is Hashem making an outright appearance that all see it is Him here? And we can say what it's teaching us is to understand that even when we are doing without the outright revelation of the Divine Presence, we all have to understand if it's not for Hashem, we wouldn't be able to do anything. He gives us the power, He gives us the ability and the permission to do whatever we do. And it's us also who give Him the ability in a way, because that's the way He wants it. Of course He can do it anyway. But the way He sets up the world is we have the ability to, so to speak, turn on the switch that Hashem should do miracles for us, that Hashem should do miracles through us, because as we know, everything is a miracle, whether we see it, understand it or not. Therefore, it's through our actions and our level of fulfilling the will of Hashem that causes and gives us the greatest blessings and good, or chas v'shalom otherwise. In Pasuk Zayin, Shlishi, Moshe Rabbeinu gives chizuk to Yeshua and tells him to be strong, courageous, and ki ata tavo atam hazeh, because you will come with this people, El Haaretz, Eretz Yisrael. And as Rashi points out, he was telling him, by using the expression, you will come with them, that you have to take counsel, follow the Zekeinim Shebedor, the Sanhedrin, in order to come to a decision. And later on, in Pasuk Chav Gimel, when Hashem also gives Yeshua chizuk, He tells him a different lashon, Ki ata tavi es bnei Yisrael, you will bring them, bal korcham, even against their will, to show that there is one leader to a generation, not two. Too many cooks spoil the broth, as Gemara in Erevin says. Pot to be cooked, and there's more than one cook. Each one depends on the other, so it never gets cold or hot. Back and forth, or nothing done. And therefore, the Shiva points out that we can say there's no steerer. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying one half, Debishter, so to speak, the other half. That a leader has to realize there is a time to bend, to go according to the other opinions, his counselors, and there's a time to, so to speak, be straight, erect. The buck stops here. And he has to make that decision. No one else. And that's what's being told to Yeshua. And he uses the difference in the names of Yeshua in the two psukim to bring this out also. In Pasuk Zayin it says, Vayikra Moshe Yeshua. And in Pasuk Chav Gimel, Vayisav es Yeshua ben Nun. Why is the ben Nun added in this pasuk and not the other one? What is it telling us? And he explains, Shem Dechasam Sofa in the Gemara Shabbos, Kuv Dalet Amud Aleph, when it talks about the alphabet, certain things we learn from it. And one of the things is that there's a Nun Kopfuf and a Nun Zokuf Poshut, straight, final Nun, and in the middle of a word, the bent Nun, to teach us this point, that when Hashem tells Yoshua, the other half, to complete the advice and encouragement that's given to him, that's when it's complete and there's a bin nun, an understanding of the nun. To understand the nun in its completeness, when it's a nun kafuf or a nun poshut, when you have to bend and when you have to be your own person to make the final decision. That is the, so to speak, trick and must that a true leader must have. Ravi begins with the mitzvah of Hakel, which occurs once every 8 years, as we know. And at the Chag HaSukkos, in the first year of Shemitah. And Rosh Hashiv explains why does it occur at this time? Does Hashem choose to make this mitzvah at this time? And he explains, because we understand and see from the mitzvah of Shemitah the betachon, faith that one has to have in Hashem, that He will take care of him no matter what. And it took great faith, and it still does, to those who keep the Shemitah, when they see that all the years before they would have to plant again in order to provide for themselves for the coming year. And yet Hashem tells them in the seventh year, no, don't do anything. Hashem will show you that He can provide without you having to do anything. And that we should understand this. And also, Dafka Sukkot time. Why? Because Sukkot also shows that same faith, emun in Hashem. The fact that we go out of our so-called secure house into a hut and leave us ourselves vulnerable, so to speak, to the elements. And what does this show us? It shows us again the emunah that we should have and understand that there's no security without Hashem. You could be in the biggest fortress and it means nothing, as we see throughout history. And you can be in the simplest hut, or no hut at all, of course, as David against Goliath and all other things that we've seen throughout history. And if Hashem is with you, you are, so to speak, in the greatest fortress. As the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Im Hashem lo yivne vayis shav amlu vona bo. Im Hashem lo yishma yir shav shakat shomer. Everything is only with Hashem's help. And therefore, that's the point of making Hakel at this time. Hashem is telling His children, you see, My children, when you have faith, you have nothing to worry about. When you follow Me, listen to My will, you will not have to fear or worry about anything else. Because the one and only sukkah, shelter, you ever need for all eternity is only His sukkah, Sukkot. That's why sukkah is bigmatria, Elokim, And in Pasuk Yud Beis, again in the mitzvah of Hakel, it says, Hakel is home, all the people should gather, come to the Beis HaMikdash, the Azara, to hear the king read the Chumash Dvarim, Ha'anoshim ba'anoshim ba'ataf, Pegercha she'bishorecha. And as Rashi explains from the Gemara in Chagiga, the Noshim come to learn, the Noshim, the women, come to hear, and the Taf. Why do they come? In order to bring reward for those who bring them. What is the Pshat? The Taf, the infants, the ones who are too small to understand what's going on. Why not just bring a rock? What's the difference? What kind of schar are being given? Are they getting the ones who bring them? And the Darash Moshe, Rav Moshe Zatzal, explains that what it's teaching us is that infants, children, we think that they cannot understand anything. What's the use of taking them to hear the Torah? But we're making a big mistake. And it's very apropos that in the Gemara here, Rabbi Yeshua is the one who asked what they learned in the Beis Medrash, and when they told them, Rabbi Loz ben Azaria said the foregoing, what we just said. He said that the door that has Rabbi Loz ben Azaria is not an orphan door. And Rabbi Yeshua is the one to really understand it fully. Because what does the Mishnah Navos say about Rabbi Yeshua? Ashrei Yoladeto. Happy is the one who bore him. And as the Gemara explains, why is that? Because his mother understood this limud. She understood and brought her infant, Rabbi Yeshua, when he was an infant, into the Beis Medrash. Why? The effect that listening and hearing the words of Torah, even though he's an infant, carries with it the greatest blessings later on. He knows that this is his song, this is his music, so to speak. It has an effect. As even nowadays, medical science talks about how even in the crib or even in the womb, playing certain things has an effect on the newborn or yet to be born. Subconscious. And therefore that's what was understood by Rabbi Yeshua's mother. That later on, rock and roll, that's not his music. When he hears the song of Torah, in fact, in this week's parsha, Hashira Hazos, he understood and was drawn to it, even from infancy. And that's another point we have to learn. That if Hashem's telling us, bring these infants, it does have an effect. By the same token, sometimes parents, teachers, whoever they may be, feel that a certain child doesn't have the capability of learning or learning to a certain level, and therefore they give up as far as that child is concerned and concentrate on others more. And for this child, they give them training in what they think they can become. And that's a big mistake, because one can never know which child will turn out to be the gadol and which not. And we have to give each and every one of them the greatest opportunity, all that's in our power, to reach the highest levels of learning. We have many stories like that, where the average, so to speak, or below average student have become gedolim. Nitziv being one example of many. And we are the greatest geniuses did not use their potential and failed, Rahman Ratzlan. And that's another lesson being brought out here. All the children, no matter who they are, must come and listen. You can never know. It's up to them. Bechira is given to all. And if they don't have the so-called ability we think they have, Hashem, who is the source of everything, because of their hasmada, because of their desire, will give them the tziyat shmaya they need to be successful. So we and the child have to make sure we give it our best and give them every opportunity. And they have to also, when they get older, take every opportunity to realize their best. And even if Hashem, and they make the right decision, that Hashem and for his army does not want them to be a Rosh Hashiva or whatever it might be, but whatever their station in life, to be a Tzadik Gomor and to do and fulfill the will of Hashem the way he wants, all well and good. They are equal to any Godel whatsoever, because this is what Hashem wants. But we and they have to do their best, our best, to fulfill the most beautiful way and the greatest way, and to be able to become the greatest Godel B'Torah possible also. And that's why the Schat Meveyehem, they'll get the greatest Schar no matter what, as long as they're bringing their children and their children themselves also, doing their best to fulfill the greatest potential possible. As the Gemara says, Machshava Kamaisa, that the thought is like the Maisa. If you do everything you possibly can, and by no fault of your own, you don't succeed for whatever reason, because Hashem has chosen otherwise, you still get the schar for those greatest goals that you had. The pasuk before Shishi, it says, "Pato kisu lechem es hashir azos." Write this song. Which song is the pasuk talking about that we should write? As Rashi points out, that the song is Hazinu, and in the next parsha, where Hashem calls as witnesses the Shemayim Varetz to testify against Bnei Yisrael, whether they kept the Torah or Chas V'Shalom not so. And as we know, the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah is brought from this pasuk. It's learned out. And of course we can ask, how do we learn out to write the entire Sefer Torah if, as Rashi points out, the Shira is talking about Hazinu, just to write that parsha? So one thing we might say is we notice it has two times Hashira Hazos in the pasuk. And one we can say is for the Hazinu, as was mentioned. The other Hashira Hazos is the complete Torah itself. The Hey Hashira, the definite article, the most beautiful song in the world is the Torah. And of course, without the complete song, you don't have the entire beauty. You are part of that beauty. It's beautiful also. And that's the second Hashira Hazos in the pasuk, to tell you that this entire Sefer Torah is a mitzvah to write also. And Sima Bifihem, to put it in their mouth, commanded to Moshe Rabbeinu in this generation to give over the Torah, to put his entire being in it, as we know he did, to give over the Torah. And we can say, as we know, that Yud is dropped in words many times, for drasha or whatever. And here also, if we drop the Yud Sima, it remains as Moshe, the same letters. Moshe b'fihem. Torah Moshe. Another way to learn the mitzvah of writing the entire Torah, as a Rosh Hashiva Tzatzal, the Moshe points out in Dorash Moshe, because if you're going to say that the Hazino to write is in order to be a witness against B'nai Yisrael or for B'nai Yisrael, whether or not they kept the Torah, so automatically understand, in order to keep the Torah, we have to know the Torah. We have to learn the entire Torah. We have to have it written down for us, the entire Torah. How else otherwise will we know it? And therefore, automatically, it has to be that that's the Pshat also. That Memela, without any doubt, you have to write the entire Torah in order to fulfill the purpose of Ha'azinu itself. So according to both Pshatim, we would learn the Pasuk, V'ata kisru lochem es hashira hazos, the entire Torah, V'lamdos b'nei Yisrael, Sima b'fihem, L'man tiyeh hashira hazos of Ha'azinu le'eid b'nei Yisrael. In the Pasuk that begins Shishi, it says, and I will bring him to the land that I swore to his fathers, and he will eat and be satisfied, become fat, and turn to other gods, and they will serve them. So we notice an interesting change from the singular to the plural. Why? And the Rosh Hashiva Tzatzal, the Meishan Darsh Meisha, explains. Because many times a person feels that even if he does an Avera, it's a private individual not affecting others. And that is a very wrong way of thinking. Because no matter who we are, we do affect others. By example, whether it be family, friends, etc. It never fails that others are affected by it. And that's what we all must understand. It says in by Birchus Kriya Shema, every one of us says every day, V'sim b'libeinu lavin la'skil l'umo l'amed, that there's a lamed for every one of us. Every one of us is a teacher, because every one of us affects and influences others, whether we know it or not. And that's what we must be aware of always, and control our actions, not only for ourselves, but the care and concern we should have for others also. That should be an added boost, impetus, to keep us from avarice. The first pasuk in Maftir says, Hakilu Elias calls the Knesset Techem Shotrechem, Vadabre Bosneim is Hadvorem Eile, Voido Bom is Hashemain is Oritz. And they will test Bom, the Shemayim and the Eretz. And we can say Pshat in the Bom here is Voido Bom, the Torah, Kola Torah Kula, Vidibarto Bom, as Chazal Darshan. Bum and Torah, because everything comes down to the Torah, to listening or Chas v'Shalom not listening to Hashem's Torah, what He wants from us. And that is what He's telling us here, that the Shemayim v'Eretz are just the reactions of Hashem from Hashem to how we fulfill the Torah.
That
That's what will be the results of our fulfilling the Torah, how the Shemayim V'aretz, the source of all the blessings that Hashem gives us, will be fulfilled. How we fulfill the Torah Shebichsav, the Beis Abam that starts with Bereishis, and the Torah Shebal Peh, the Mem Abam, which starts Me'em Asai, the Torah Shebal Peh, Brachas. Mi'at Hashem, it should be that we all fulfill the will of Hashem, the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebal Peh, in the greatest ways that He wants us to. Kol Olam Kuloi, Tamid Mi'atah V'Yad Olam.